it should be on the floor this week, and there are a bunch of amendments that are on the floor to be looking at, so that the ultimate shape of this bill could look different by the end of the week than what it looks like today. In general, I support coming up with a long-term highway bill. We've gone from one short-term bill to another, and that's caused the construction. I mean, it's made life difficult for TxDOT, for instance, to be able to plan a long-term basis so they can address the transportation needs of the state. So we need a long-term bill, if you, number one. And number two, it needs to be funded at adequate levels that use the gasoline tax in an appropriate manner. Number three, it needs to be reformed so that the federal government has less involvement and the states have more involvement. Number four is you need to strip out all the things where gasoline taxes were used for bike paths and beautification projects and building covered bridges and cobblestone streets, things of that nature, and dedicating that toward highways. You also need to make sure that the highway bill gives states back something that's pretty close to what they contribute in terms of the gas tax. So this bill does those things. It also has, since the gasoline tax is not enough to fully pay for it, it includes expanding access to domestic energy activities and using the federal revenues from those to fill the gap to help pay for it. So if you think about that long preamble, this bill does most of that. So now there are certain parts of the bill that I don't like that I'm still trying to get my arms around, and I don't know how I'm going to vote on it yet. There are some conservative groups that have said that they want people to vote against it because they think all highway activity needs to be pushed back to the states.
Will we know before the vote how you're going to vote on this?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I've still got to look at all the details.